You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Honduran government accused of staging conventional war on peasants. The situation in Honduras continues to be critical. There is a military barricade in El Aguan, and Porfirio Lobo's administration has operated as if the country was going through a conventional war where the most affected people are the peasants. These conclusions are part of a document published on Monday by the Convergence of Movements of the Peoples of the Americas, or COMPA, after the recent violent evictions which have led to a resettlement in the peasant colony, Guadalupe Carne. Nearly 5,000 people have been evicted in Bajo Aguan in the police and military raids with the aid of employees of Miguel Facuse, one of Honduras' most powerful businessmen. The social organizations are promoting actions to collect food and clothes. The health emergency is impending. With this death operation, they aim to put guns in the peasant family houses and then carry out illegal violent raids to accuse the people of arms possession, says the COMPAS declaration. Rafael Alegría, leader of La Villa Campesina, said that the conflict in El Aguan began in the 90s when four businessmen took over lands by legal means such as corruption and repression, which had been handed over to the peasants. The agrarian reform law passed decades ago bans the selling of the land granted thereby, so the people own this land illegally and the peasants are fighting to reclaim it. Alegría told Prensa Latina, in the struggle for land, the people who are the most affected are women. Honduran leader Leoncia Solórzano from the Council for the Development of Peasant Women told radio show La Voz de los Movimientos.
You're listening to Real World News.